Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Wednesday morning. Presented by Green Ventures Landscaping, outdoor patios, landscaping design, lawn maintenance, and more. Check them out at greenventureslandscaping.com. Live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com will be with us in the second half of the program. We will get into all things Tennessee Titans with him. So looking forward to that. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexrow coming up later this hour as well. And taking your thoughts in the meantime at 615-737-1025. Joe, a lot of whining going on and yelling and a lot of things on the college football coaches landscape right now, including Lane Kiffin making some waves out there. But Steve Sarkisian, the latest coach to start yelling about the current state of college football, who, as this USA Today article points out, may well end up having the top-ranked team in the preseason poll for the second consecutive year. We'll see how people view Arch Manning and the Texas Longhorns.
Oh, I think they'll be preseason number one.
I think they will as well. So we'll see how that all plays out. But he's yelling about everything going wrong with college sports right now. What is the latest on Steve Sarkisian? Add him to the list. Sarkisian, yeah, your boy Dabo yelling a few weeks ago about how Clemson doesn't have any resources and all these other things. A lot of stuff going on the college football coaches front that makes you wonder. I mean, based on some of these comments, they just some of these coaches are just going to quit at some point?
Yeah, well, they're welcome to. I mean, I really think the Sarkisian thing, obviously a big thing this week is just everybody's ripping Ole Miss on every possible angle. So you got the Lane Kiffin comments on Ole Miss and the idea that he struggled to recruit at times because, you know, the black grandparents didn't want to send their kids Ole Miss with the history, with the Rebels nickname, all that stuff. And again, there may be truth in that, but Lane Kiffin saying that while he's at LSU is, you know, comes off as disingenuous and just as him trying to attack his previous employer, which he already screwed over. So,
well, and frankly, it's him. So there's disingenuous, well, just starts with him.
100%. I mean, Chris Smith, the guy who wrote that story, went on Feinbaum this week and was like, yeah, I didn't ask him anything about that. He just brought it up. And then, you know, then the next day I went in there, I'm paraphrasing, but like, he sort of was like, I don't want that to come off wrong. And then he said all the same stuff again. So I can't take Lane seriously on that. I think it's just completely disingenuous. So Ole Miss, just in the past few months, you have that. You have Dabo. And I give Dabo credit out there saying Pete Golding gave $1 million check to my linebacker, is texting him while he's in class, and now the kid goes to Ole Miss. I mean, I think Dabo – I give Dabo credit. And if coaches – I think this is the biggest whining profession in the entire world. If someone has another one, you can bring it to me. We can argue and debate. I think that the college football coach is the biggest whiner of any profession in the world right now. I really do. But Dabo, I give him credit for that. Dabo is naming names and saying, let's go. I mean, he just got asked. He's at there's ACC stuff this week. He's like, still waiting to hear from the NCAA on coming after my player, giving him a check. That's not tampering. Like, well, are there rules? So I give him credit for that. I do not give Steve Sarkisian credit for his rip on Ole Miss, which, again, like, everybody's just taking shots at Ole Miss. Here's what Steve Sarkisian said to Matt Hayes of USA Today. Quote, at Texas, we'll only take 50% of a player's academic credit hours. You may be a semester from graduating, but you're going all the way back to 50% if you play here and want a degree. But at Ole Miss, they can take you. All you have to do is take basket weaving, and you can get an Ole Miss degree, end quote. Oh, my God, just a random stray to Ole Miss.
Yep.
Just – because, yes, Steve, we know. I wrote a comment about this and called them the Rodeo Ivy. You know, I mean, you guys are just absolutely the Harvard of the Mojave Desert. I mean, get out of here, man. Like, you're seriously, as the Texas coach, going to try to claim some disadvantage in any way? Are you serious? I mean, it's funny. It's a funny quote, and I guess I'm here for all it. Just everybody just take whatever shot at Ole Miss you can take.
I guess so.
But this Sarkisian, that was the quote that got all the attention. But if you read the whole piece by Matt Hayes, I mean, it's just, at what point, guys, and I'm talking to college football coaches, And there's a lot, you know, different opinions, a wide range of people within that profession. We've talked about the bottom of the rung, which is like Lane Kiffin. You know, we've got good coaches in this state, you know, and the SEC coach is a good guy. Like, but the bottom line is the entire profession, like, they have the Happy Days episode where Fonzie jumps a shark.
Yeah.
It's actually like it became a phrase, but it actually is an episode where he actually jumps a shark on water skis, okay? And that's kind of where you knew Happy Days sucks now and we don't need to watch anymore. Like, if you're a coach and you think anyone gives a crap about you whining about NIL or the portal or anything, it is so far past jumping the shark now. Please stop. Please shut up. Do something. You could sit there and cry about it, or you could do something. Or you could all sign a petition that you want a 24-team college football playoff. That's the action you're taking as college football. So let's have a 24-team playoff, and also let's start canceling all the good games because we're afraid that we're going to lose, and now let's just bitch about everything. That's what we're doing as
Meanwhile,
college football coaches?
In the midst of all that, your money's continuing to go up. Like, the money that you're getting with your contracts continuing right. to go up.
You can go to a program that is probably the best dynasty we've had in college football history, probably the best coach in college football history, Nick Saban. You can go to that program. You can go 20-8 in two seasons. You can go lose 38-3 to Indiana in the playoffs. And you can get a raise and extension of 7 years, $87.5 million.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kellen DeBoer. Any of you in these positions, you need to shut up. And no one wants to hear the complaining anymore. No one. It's embarrassing. And I understand that, like, there's probably irony in, like, you know, like a media guy whining about the whining, because obviously I'm a professional whiner myself,
sure.
Okay? So I appreciate some good whining, but it's like the same stuff, guys. It's just the same stuff over and over and over. And if you're Steve Sarkisian at Texas.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think that's the difference. Like, if you're the head coach at MTSU and you're whining about a lot of the stuff, I can listen to that a little bit more just because.
Yeah, I'm talking
the
Power
landscape
five.
Has
yes,
gotten
sure.
way harder. Right?
Yes.
Like, it just has.
Yes.
When you're the head coach at Texas, who has just as much, if not more, resources than anybody in the country, I just don't have a whole lot of time for this stuff, right? Like, you guys fell flat on your face last year and underachieved, and that's what this really is. Like, if they had lived up to expectations last year, he wouldn't be whining about anything. Like, he'd be talking about how great they are. So that's what this always boils down to. It's the same stuff with Kirby Smart sometimes, too, where it's just like, you know, even the comments we had fun with last week, or something about, oh, the Alabama teams we had back in the day would just beat the dog out of the teams we have now because we ain't got no depth. And
right.
It's like, all right, yeah, well, I'm sorry, Kirby, that you can't stack, you know, 17 5-stars in your two deep here and just go out there and have more depth than anybody and not have to worry about anything all the time. But that's the way college football is now, and it's not going back. So, like, accept it at this point. It's not going back. I mean, frankly, I'm not done whining about the college football playoff expanding because I guess it's just never going to stop expanding. But at some point along the way, I decided to stop whining about 12 because I was like, you know, it's what it is. It's not going back at this point. So at this point, just keep it at 12 and I'll be fine. Now, I guess they're not going to do that. But deep down, I still want to whine about the 14 playoff expanding, but nobody cares anymore. So I've moved on. I would advise these college football coaches to do the same.
Yeah, and there are ways you guys can make it better. By the way, this text is so amazing. Who sent this? It's the picture of – it's Keith sent this. I don't know what that is from, but it's like a guy – I'm trying to describe this to the listener. It's like a guy whispering in another guy's ear, and this guy has this look of shock on his face. He says, Coach, my dad, uncle, and grandpa are all Ole Miss graduates.
It's true.
Someone
Arch got a little upset.
Someone from like 24/7 or on three called Arch or not Arch, called Archie, and he was like, "I'm proud of my school." I mean, Archie, how many basket weaving classes did you take advanced basket weaving? But like, okay, so Steve Sarkisian says this stuff. Meanwhile, he has arguably the best transfer class in the only reason it's not the best transfer class in the country is because Lane Kiffin brought in like 40 dudes.
Yep.
So it's like, I mean, their whole team is. But he brings in that class, and now he's talking about how basically you, if you want to come here, you're basically not getting a degree. So did you try to talk any of these kids out of that to go somewhere where they can get a degree because you care so much about academics? I mean, this is obviously weighing on your mind. So, I mean, he also talks in the story about Cal. Cal, you know, like Cal with their great reputation, they took 32 transfers. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you doing? Are you contributing to anyone's academic success, or are you just bitching about it and then saying, by the way, come here. I don't give a crap about the academics. In fact, you don't even have to go to class. I mean, I don't know. It's incredibly.
Well, by the way, also, if that's truly mealy-mouthed. Yeah, like if that's truly the transfer policy at Texas, where you could be a semester away from graduating, but you go back to 50% here if you're transferring. Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, you're just hurting yourself on that thing. I think there may be some exaggeration.
Exactly. It seems a little bit oversimplifying there. You're telling me that because what my understanding is like it depends on the program at any college. Yeah. Right? It depends on what classes we're talking about. Texas, no, I don't care. Etch-a-sketch, 50%. We care about our academics here.
Oh, you've already got your degree from Ole Miss? We're going to strip that up here. You can't have that.
Oh, you have a bachelor's degree? Well, at Texas, you now have an associate's degree. Congratulations. Get to practice.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More your reaction on the college football front to get to coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Today, the Nashville Sounds taking on the Iowa Cubs at First Horizon Park. First pitch at 6:35. Catch all the action on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, and Social Cantina. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's welcome in Mark in Nashville to the program. Mark, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, good morning, Robbie. Good morning, Joe. Hey, Joe, hello, first of all, a couple of things. I'm going to start calling you the Minister of Drama. You're an ordained minister out here now on this radio station, Joe. So I'm going to give you that title. Joe, I like it when you get amped up. I like it when I hear you go just top heavy on stuff the way that you do, man. I like that about you, Joe.
Thanks,
really
Mark.
Do, man. So,
love for you.
Keep it up, Joe. Keep it up.
All
but,
right.
Hey, man, you know, Robbie, Joe, I'm going to agree with y'all. You know, Sarkisian and Lane Kiffin and all these guys whining. Texas has one of the top. I mean, they got billionaires. He can get anything he wants money-wise donated to him to get the resources he needs to get to. Evidently, Lane could do the same. I think it's the pressure, Robbie. Sark hadn't won. With all that talent, Sark hadn't won not a national championship at all yet. And I don't think he'll win it this year either. Lane better win at LSU. Texas A&M set the tone a couple of years ago when it was no problem to give up $78 million to Jimbo Fisher and say, get out of here. You're not winning. And I think it's just the pressure that's got these guys talking like this. Dabo, he said they don't have any money, but come on, man. Clemson has some kind of money. He got that big Michelin tire plant up there that's one of their biggest boosters. Billion-dollar industry. So I know better than that right there. Maybe Dabo just can't get the guys he need to get to in the transfer portal to come there. I don't know what the problem is with that. But, Robbie, you were talking about earlier about Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to say this real quick. Good riddance, man. If I was a Pittsburgh, like you said, Green Bay got rid of him. Look how many times Aaron Rodgers choked for y'all in big games, Robbie, down the stretch. But he's been done a long time ago. I would not continue to wait on him. I don't know if Aller, I don't know if Rudolph, I don't know if Will Howard. But they look, just go to a rebuild this year. Be a bad team. Get one of the top quarterbacks coming out next year because you hadn't been relevant since Roethlisberger. So you're going to have to do something, man. But I would not continue to sit there and wait for Aaron Rodgers. But, hey, Joe, let me ask you a question before I go. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
I got a nice breakfast for you this morning, Joe.
Okay.
Chitlins and hot sauce with purity lemonade to chase it down.
Okay, I'm here with the chitlins and hot sauce.
Flavor going
what kind
on
of
there?
Lemonade?
Purity. Purity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Purity lemonade.
Yeah.
Some of the best lemonade you'd ever want to drink,
Joe. A lot
Joe,
going
so.
On with the, hey, with the taste palate there.
That is.
Thank oh, you, yeah. Oh, yeah. See y'all later, Rob. See you, Joe.
Thanks, buddy. Chitlins. Chitlins and hot sauce. I'm there. I don't know about for breakfast, though.
Yeah, it's aggressive.
That's aggressive. You know? Maybe throw in a little cinnamon roll or something.
Maybe so. A lot of reaction to this college football stuff going on here. Like the Sarkisian specifically. You had a team last year that was number one in the country, a quarterback that everybody had dubbed the Heisman winner before the season started. You go out there, you can't move the ball at all against Ohio State. You lose the first game. You play, Arch specifically, pretty horribly for the next few weeks after that, and then they figure it out at the end of the year. If they're not in the national championship discussion this year, to his point, with all the resources and all the money that's flying around that place, do you not start to turn pretty quickly to looking at Steve Sarkisian and being like, hey, bud, that seat's getting awfully hot up there in Austin. Like, it's got to happen for him this year. They've been waiting on Arch Manning for this to be the team for a while, and he thought it was last year. If it's not this year, he might get fired at the end of the year.
He might. It's possible. You get him Cam Coleman, who's a top five pick.
Yeah.
He's a top five pick coming in at receiver. And the way Arch played in the second half of the year.
That should be a pretty electric combo.
That should be pretty good. Yeah, no question that. And, obviously they won playoff games a couple years ago. So, you give him credit for that. But I don't think there's any doubt. He's had everything he needs, and you got to get it done. And, a lot of this, the story we're talking about, which, again, the Ole Miss quote gets all the attention. Most of his ranting and raving was about the playoff committee.
Yes.
And again, I get it. Everybody wants to complain about it. It'll continue. We'll continue. We'll complain every Tuesday during the fall and all that stuff. But you were 9-3 and you lost to 4-8 Florida. And you just shouldn't have been in. Now, you were close. And was that team, the way it was playing at the end, capable of making a run? Yeah. That's why I am okay with 12 because we have teams of pretty good quality that were left out last year, which will no longer be the case if we do what all these freaking coaches apparently want to do. But, you were 9-3. You lost to Florida. You can't lose a game to Florida. And so what happens is Steve Sarkisian is the leader of the charge of, well, gosh, guess you shouldn't have played that Ohio State game. Well, no, actually, Steve, that game was a positive mark on your record. Yes, you're 9-3, so that's true. But the bottom line is, that game was one of the better things you did all year. The loss to Florida was disqualifying.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, and this is the line that I think from Sarkisian specifically, but a lot of these guys, a lot of these high-profile coaches that are at high-profile places that are doing all this complaining. Texas has the largest athletic budget in all of college sports. It's more than $270 million per year. When you're the head coach of the football program, the driving program of that athletic department that makes more money than anybody in the country, all of this is falling on deaf ears, man. You have no excuses. You either win or you don't. If there's in this landscape of college football, if it should benefit anyone, it should benefit you.
Exactly. And it does. Kyle Tucker texted me. He's totally right. It's the whole thing, this entire thing he said, that quote, if I'm anybody recruiting against him, I'm like, thanks, Steve. Hey, by the way, go to Texas and half your credits disappear.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand, there's people like Cam Coleman who are going to be picked high in the NFL draft next year, and so whatever. You have to go to school and stay eligible and play. But there are most of the guys in most college football programs actually care about that. They do want to get a degree. They understand that they're not going to go make millions in the NFL. So good job, Steve.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We will get into the Titans coming up next. Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us in the second half of the program. All that coming up, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. I got some tickets to give away, a four-pack of tickets to see the Nashville Sounds take on the Iowa Cubs at First Horizon Park coming up tomorrow. Caller number 6, 615-737-1025. Caller 6 will win a four-pack of tickets to see the Sounds take on the Iowa Cubs coming up at First Horizon Park tomorrow. By the way, weather, pretty awesome. It's going to be 94 next Monday, next Ooh, Tuesday.
Some people don't like that.
Well, right That's
now,
too hot.
Right now, it's too like in the 80s. Like it's like 80, 81, 82.
That's too cool for you, right?
Yeah, like
no, don't be the Florida people where
like
it's
right around 90.
Below 75, below 75, it's cold. Over 80, it's hot.
Yeah.
In Florida, you have like a 75 to 80 degree window. Otherwise, people complain about the weather there.
Yeah. Typically, the hotter it is, the better off I am. Although I will say, you know, I get melanoma a few weeks ago or a few months ago, so I probably need to spend less time outside.
You could get that in the Arctic with sun.
That's
though,
true.
Too. So I mean,
that's true.
Just gotta protect the, yeah, protect the dome. The but skin. My peak temp is 88, I think. 88 is
88's good.
88 is perfect.
That's
for
fine.
Me.
Yeah. I mean, it was, what was it yesterday? 85, 84? It's
love it.
I mean, you're not going to catch me complaining about that.
No.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yes.
So prepare yourself next week. Summer is here.
I mean, it's about time. It's kind of been a little bit strangely cool here in May.
Exactly. So we'll see what all that looks like. Some more news on the Titans front from yesterday. In the aftermath of Chad Brinker stepping away from the organization, Seth Walder from ESPN and their NFL coverage put this out there. Titans Director of Football Research and Development, Sarah Bailey, is out. Titans hired Bailey from the Rams in 2023, recently promoted Bryce Wasserman to Football Council, head of football research. So we talked about the Wasserman part of that, but Sarah Bailey, who was a Brinker hire, as Kuharski pointed out, is now out of there with the Titans organization.
Where's Kuharski to comment on this? Paul, you there? Isn't he supposed to be here by now?
On your clock, he's late.
I mean, it's like Vince Lombardi, man. Like, the clock is set 15 minutes fast. Okay, well, we'll wait for whenever Paul decides to show up. Yeah, so Bryce Wasserman gets put in charge of the, whatever, you know, I guess the analytics department, right? Yep. Is that what you call it? Did he just roar through the door? Boy, his ears are burning. Oh, my God, look at him.
He did.
He's like a superhero.
He is.
Wow. Yeah, so we'll get his commentary, but the Titans have gotten lighter on the nerds. They need more nerds, Paul.
Well, anytime you could have more people in the research department, you need it in today's NFL.
That's right.
So well, perhaps Sarah Bailey. It's just a matter of Chief Nerd hiring his own nerds.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll see. There are two nerds remaining. Will the two remaining nerds be retained?
Good
or
question.
Are they out the door as well? I asked that question. They're still on the website. I asked that question yesterday. I haven't gotten the response.
And then are we looking at a revenge of the nerd situation after that, you know?
Well, by the way, rest in peace, Ogre.
Yeah.
The guy who played Ogre passed away yesterday at 71
really?
Years old.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
That's sad and an interesting transition.
Well, I mean. I mean,
I guess you're saying Ogre is for the nerds.
Ogre came around and liked the nerds at the end, didn't he?
Yeah. They were
nerds!
They were friends, right?
Yeah, they were kind of like, you know, he kind of saw the error of his ways.
By the way, PK, welcome
really
to the show.
Do we really know what Ogre looked like? Like, would you recognize Ogre?
I actually did. I saw a picture of like him, I think, recently, and yeah, he looks like Ogre.
You saw a picture of him recently because you were nerding out?
Well, I mean, when he died yesterday, there was a picture of him on the internet.
Condolences to you and your family.
Welcome to the show.
I'm just trying.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah.
Good morning.
To honor
good morning,
the memory
Nashville.
Of Ogre.
It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Rex Rhodes took his victory lap earlier this week on the Ravenwood Nolensville situation.
How did he take a victory lap?
Ravenwood won the regional.
That's what. Oh, but maybe I'm.
Yeah, I'm like,
sorry.
Okay, now you're misrepresenting.
The victory lap was on no parents getting arrested. That's right. My bad. No which parents is, end up in jail.
Which is a point Look, of pride for
he's,
us.
He's had a big, big difficulty with them losing this stage. Now, I don't want to get too deeply into what's going on at his school, but a lot of things he has claimed about the fantastic behavior over there and how it's so contrary to Ravenwood have not come true. He's got a lot of excuses about having lost this bigger thing. They shrunk in a bigger moment.
Okay.
And his congratulations to me for Ravenwood winning a bigger thing as compared to the smaller thing that his school won. It's been completely insufficient.
Okay. Hmm. Good to know.
By the way, that's Donald Gibb is the actual name of the guy. And
look how fast he moved on.
Well, I mean, look at the picture. I mean, that you can tell that's Ogre.
Yeah.
So rest in peace, Donald Gibb. As for you, all I know is that at Nolensville, we don't have anyone who went over to other parents and like, respect the game, act like a total jackass and get walked away by police. So that's what we don't have, but you guys do. So that's fine.
Yeah, there was a guy that was inappropriate on my side, and I'll say that. When you had a woman that was screaming, hey, sing us a song, country boy, all you did was deny. This didn't happen.
I have no idea. You're the only witness of this.
The whole team says it happened. So I see something dumb done by a Ravenwood person. I say, yeah, that's dumb. And Joe hears that something is done dumbly by a Nolensville person, and he's like, this did not happen. I don't understand what you're talking about.
I have verification, and so actually, the authorities got involved, I know, with your guy.
These kids are
perfect. I don't have verification of what you're talking about.
And his whole time over there, he and his wife have told me how Ravenwood has these misbehaving kids who are messing with stuff, and I haven't seen any kids allegedly in trouble with Ravenwood baseball. Meanwhile, I don't want to get into the extent of their issues, but there are issues over at Nolensville. So okay. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any more about it. Stand up and take your beating in a bigger tournament and be quiet.
You really should have brought John Rich to the program or to the baseball game the other night. Would have been epic.
Good luck in sectionals tonight.
And to you. Who are you getting
whipped? Are you going?
Who are you getting whipped by?
We're at Siegel.
You going?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's a workflow, you know, a little touch and go. But hopefully,
you wrote a column today. You don't have any work.
Is one per week's done?
That would be nice.
So, are you going? Like we were talking about this off the air. Maybe I shouldn't bring this on the air, but I'm going to anyway. Are you going to LSU, Ole Miss in the fall?
I am.
Oh yeah.
You're scheduled that far out?
Well, yeah, we knew as soon as that was on the schedule, like, all right, just count on you're going to be there. So, yes, I'll be there. So I'll spend all day with the Ole Miss tailgaters and whatever they're going to do to, like, voodoo dolls of Lane.
That is a night game, I take it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Will that be,
yes.
Will that be crazier than the Lane Returns to Neyland Stadium golf ball episode that we saw?
Ooh, that ended up being, I mean, that's rough. An impromptu crazy, right? That's one you don't, that's just anger at a call, drunk students throwing stuff. I mean, that was pretty crazy, man, to be on that field when all that stuff was raining out of the sky, I must say.
It's a heck of a bar.
But this is going to be the Grove all day drinking in preparation for Lane coming. Ooh.
That's the event of your fall, probably.
It'll be a hostile environment.
Yeah, yeah. So,
what's the date on that?
September 19th. Early in the year.
Let's see if I can talk them into. Why don't you let me do a first person and I'll just actually tailgate all day and not go in the press box. Just tailgate with the Ole Miss people. Eat what they eat. Drink what they drink. Chant what they chant.
I mean, the gout will be on full display.
Yeah, gout. That happens. Crazy.
Yeah.
Did you talk about the gout piece on 60 Minutes? I didn't really have a chance to watch it, but I couldn't get to the phone fast enough.
So he had his own segment on 60 Minutes?
Own segment on 60 Minutes.
No, I mean, we've talked about he's going to be, like, Gout will be one of the, like, famous athletes in the world soon.
Yes. They showed highlights of him at, like, a track meet as a 16-year-old. I mean, it was
It's unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
He's breaking like records there was no one else Usain in the Bolt. Race.
Yeah. There was no one else in the race.
Like, his feet could not be more different than mine, and yet we share a word.
He shares it twice.
True. The Olympics are going to come around in L.A., and he's just going to – everybody – Gout is going to take the world by storm. It's like, we on this show have seen this coming for a while, guys. Yeah.
Way ahead of the curve. No, yeah, I think it'd be very dangerous if you did that tailgating story. I mean, do you not know your limits?
Well, but I mean, maybe I could, like, keep it to wine and whiskey and chicken, you know?
I'm sure that's what they'll be doing at the Grove. Wine, whiskey, and chicken.
Wine, whiskey, and chicken, colon.
There will be wine and whiskey. I'll avoid the beer. Tailgate. And I just have to lay off the red meat. And then, the dang shrimp, though. That's the thing that kills me. The crawfish.
I think the athletic's pretty, shellfish, man. Pretty prudish when it comes to something like letting somebody drink for a story. I would think no.
Maybe we'll negotiate. See if we can test the limits. Yeah. I think we have. No, actually, who the heck was it? We had a writer who got high with Don Nelson. I'm not kidding you.
I disapprove of that.
He sat and smoked weed with Don Nelson all day. I got to find
out. How would that fly in your media ethics class, PK? Your thoughts?
I'm against it.
That was before the New York Times bought the Athletic. But still.
615-737-1025. Kuharsky is with us for the remainder of the show. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad is coming up next. We will take more of your thoughts at 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025 The Game.
I smoke weed constantly.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Unless you're talking to Paul Kuharsky, and then let the F-bombs fly, and if there needs to be a little bit of violence, there needs to be a little bit of violence.
The runner, gout?
Gout is mental. No, it is not mental.
I didn't expect to stand on a soapbox for Paul Kuharsky today.
For you, Kuharsky! Wee Wee Wednesday.
I would let them pee around the field.
You know, Vrabel, I used to enjoy the delicious taste of a Camel Light.
We're out there battling, Joe. I mean, battling their ass off.
You're an ordained minister out here now on this radio station, Joe.
I married my cousin last year.
Ah, the marriage.
It is time for the Rex Rant. Brought to you by Rapid Response Generators. Power when it matters most. Check them out at rapidresponsegenerators.com. Joe, go ahead.
Add something to that mashup.
Yeah, I know. I just want to let it
breathe.
Breathe, yeah. And then I hear the Life in the Fast Lane riff, and I immediately go to like Spicoli and the Trans Am.
Yeah.
Like, my dad's got this ultimate set of tools.
Of course, he's going to talk about you memorizing movies again.
I was thinking it.
Oh, you don't remember any lines from movies?
A small few.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't handle the truth. I got that one.
Great. And he says it like that.
Like all, yeah.
You can't handle the truth, RJ.
All right. I don't know if I don't know. I may have actually. I was like, oh, yeah, this is what I wanted to write about. And then I was like, I actually may have said something about this earlier in the week. If I did, stop me. We can just forget about it. But let me just.
Stop him.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Well, there's a few things I want to get to since PK's here. But let me get to this real quick.
Okay.
Listen, I appreciate you, TMZ, okay? I mean, hey, you do what you do, and once you get on to something, you're aggressive. But, like, you are, at this point, I think, a somewhat reputable and respected news source.
I don't think they're ever wrong.
Well, okay, but listen. No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they have proved some things over the years, but when you come out and it says exclusive and you have a picture of Diana Rossini trying to like say something in Mike Vrabel's ear at a loud Super Bowl party and you're acting like this is like breaking. I mean, I just talked about the coaches jumping the shark, right? Paul Kuharsky was like probably like a teenager in high school watching the Fonzie episode where he actually literally jumped a shark because that's how old he is. I'm sure you did. We have jumped the shark on this thing too. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, if you have something new, I have no doubt that people are out there digging and there's a lot to get to with this, and there's the Vrabel in the fall is, you know, of course, that's all newsworthy. But, like, if we're just getting random photo and then we're going to treat it like it's – I mean, that's just – come on, guys. We need to stop. I mean, I understand that some people have just latched onto this and just absolutely – it is, like, life-giving, you know?
Yeah, you think Matt likes to role play? What if he was like a knight in King Arthur's court?
You know, I mean, just, like just making up segments to put on your show.
Whose voice do we think that was?
I think it was Eric Cartman, wasn't it?
Well, I think
there was some Stephen A. in there.
No. That was my attempt at Stilly. That was Stilly as Cartman. That's what we've.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's our new thing.
I don't know.
Combination. I don't know if I should say that's our new thing. That's my new thing.
Yeah, I get lumped into a lot of stuff around here.
Yeah, no. That was Robbie's. That's Robbie's new thing. Cartman is Stilly, but like it's enough already. Okay, so that's all I have to say about that. Unless you guys want to weigh in.
No, you nailed it.
Okay,
that's good.
Well, just the breaking tag in general is used on stuff that's not close to breaking.
Yeah, for sure.
It's meaningless.
Yes. And so if you're a news organization, and that is one, you should use that a little bit more judiciously, shouldn't you, maybe?
They're not the people who are going to lead the charge on the revision of the use of the breaking tag.
Probably not.
That's probably true. Now, another thing that I wanted to, and I've said this too, but I want your I want to tie this to you, PK. Like I talked earlier this week, all because of the Vrabel stuff. You know, I've seen some Titans fans like, I'm sorry, Amy. We doubted you, and we never should have doubted you. It's like, no. You do not go back. You can feel better about Mike Vrabel not being your coach, but you do not revise anything with all that. None of that's different.
None of it had to do with that.
Right. Some people want to believe that maybe there was something. No,
Amy Adams Strunk was a source for Diana Racine. So, I mean, if you're feeling like, you somehow had bad doubts of Amy, that's absolutely ridiculous to feel like that had anything to do with that.
I thought Vrabel was your only source.
You're very naive also about, like at Nashville is so naive about some stuff. Like, they think, like, Saints are running around the NFL or pro sports in all of these positions. Like, this is an extreme example because there's this ethical tie-in and it's a reporter. But there are coaches and executives around the league who dabble in extramarital affairs.
No!
And I'm going to blow people's mind with this one. I'm going to blow people's mind. Brace yourself, everybody, you hypocrites out there. But Steve McNair had an extramarital affair. So if you are holier than thou on this and you are washing your hands of a coach who may have been involved in this stuff while he was with the Titans, I know the Steve McNair case is very complicated because of where it landed up. But when did you call for any of us to judge Steve McNair, to wash our hands of him because he did something?
Boy, you took it to a place I wouldn't have expected. I wanted.
Is that not fair?
No, that's fair. But I wanted to also take this to. By the way, now I'm just wondering about the loser Ravenwood parent. Like, you know, what's he got?
Sing us a song, country boy. Sing us a song.
And then a guy walked five people, but I was told he's hurt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Have sympathy on us. Our guy was hurt.
Okay. Unverified. But here's my question to you. I told you I was going to bring this all the way around to you, PK. So you, in your writing about this, and I think it's accurate, are framing this as this entire thing with the Brinker gone, and now they're just going to, a couple people can do a few things, and we're fine, right? There's no certs.
We don't know if they're intending to replace him or not yet.
Well, let's act on the assumption right now that they don't. I mean, at this point,
I don't know what you're waiting on.
Yeah, you're not going to be shocked if they. I mean, come on, that'd be pretty shocking. So you are framing it as this is all that it took to, like, you know what, babysit / take stuff off Rand's plate, which fine. I don't disagree, but is this not also a commentary on Chad Brinker himself?
Well, this is, if they do not replace Chad Brinker, then all of the Chad Brinker creating the president of football operations and telling us the league is moving this direction, the GM job is too big, we want it merely to focus on personnel, was all BS. And they lied to their fan base and to everybody, all to make themselves look better for the failed Rand Carthon hire. And then they extended it into Borgonzi and gave him a short leash early.
The failed Rand Carthon hire, but is also the failed Chad Brinker elevation, right?
Well, no, they elevated Chad Brinker to do this stuff because Rand Carthon couldn't handle it. So while it was Carthon Brinker, it was okay. And Brinker hired Borgonzi. Then they said, well, Borgonzi's a perfectly competent, normal general manager. Never mind that structure. We'll squeeze Brinker out here and let Borgonzi go back to doing what a normal GM does.
But that part of it is still, to me, and I could be wrong, but I think what you're not emphasizing enough is that there was, it wasn't just like Rand's bad. There was major trust in Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So she's lost.
She's changed her mind again. So in the course of 3 years. So they're going to try to bury this. They're not going to come out and say they're not hiring a replacement. I'm going to stay on them until I get it one way or the other. But if they don't hire somebody that takes that stuff, all of that stuff then leads back to Borgonzi's desk. that they were very conscious of taking off Rand's desk and Borgonzi's desk, and they were full of crap for all of this stuff, where the league has changed, and this is the way, and we're cutting edge, taking this off. And it was all just to try to recover from Rand Carthon, first and foremost, and to elevate Brinker, who they liked at a time, who pivoted pretty quickly once Borgonzi was in the building. But they said, this is a big structural change, and this is how we see things now. Now, what they'll say is, things change. Things change. Our thing has changed in a hurry. The league evolves. The league does not evolve in 3 years. You said the league was evolving, and we were going to see more teams doing this, taking stuff off general managers' desks. And by the way, Borgonzi,
the league's devolving, I guess what they'll say.
And by the way, Borgonzi is a guy who does like to close his door and watch film and be in charge of personnel. So more analytics coming to him. Well, no, apparently the analytics are now going to go, at least this one department is going to go to Bryce Wasserman, the son-in-law. Is he going to? I think that's one thing that Brinker maybe did reasonably well. I mean, the team has evolved in analytics in a way. I don't know if it's been good or great, but it's been existent, which for the Titans is a real development, because Mike Vrabel, who was a good coach here for 6 years, said analytics is me and Stretch, and that's perfectly fine. While
I don't
the Ravens,
care what you have to say, Sarah.
While the Ravens have two guys from Yale who are, you know, in the booth commenting in Harbaugh's ear, you know, on every fourth down scenario, which is real modern, cutting edge compared to where the Titans have gotten. You know, I think the Titans sports science is miles beyond. I don't think it. I know it. Is miles beyond where it was previously. It was prehistoric for a good while, even, but you know, malarkey time, but certainly early Vrabel. And they've got a built-out department now that's got way more people. And I'm pretty confident that they know what they're doing. I wrote a story about the speed coach last year that made a lot of sense, what he guided me through. And that stuff was Brinker stuff. I mean, I think he delivered on the things he told them he could do in terms of creating a beefier organization in these departments. Now, does Borgonzi want control of that stuff? Because it's going to land on his desk if they don't hire somebody. And they will have lied to us, basically.
We'll get into a lot more of this with PK coming up next. Take your thoughts on the Titans. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.